Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hamrich. Wheat with a nice rebound on Wednesday, but cattle, corn, and milk all negative. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
The feeders were mixed because there is no confidence in any direction of the market. And I think that there's very little demand because of the food service industry shutdown. And that's really the marker that everyone's watching right now. It's weighing heavy on the futures and there's almost no end in sight. But if you watch the wholesale prices did get a little bit of a pop, and that's why we're seeing the markets move up and down. That's what that kind of fundamental support is giving rise to the push on the upside, but you'll see that as soon as we get any kind of a rally, the selling really starts to come in.
Chicago May wheat futures up 9 cents to 508 1/4. May corn closed down 8.5 cents to 335 1/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein unchanged at $5.80. Club wheat of ordinary protein also unchanged, ranging from 580 to 755. Dark northern spring wheat prices remain steady as well, ranging from 644 1/4 to 679 1/4 for 14% protein. Live cattle futures were down $4.25 on the April board to $92.10. Feeder cattle closed down $1.25 to $109.62.5. Class 3 milk fell 32 cents yesterday to $15.67. With the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Tim Hamrich.